G'day and welcome to the Farm Advice Podcast segment, Farm Yarns, where we dive into each guest each week to see what their psyche is and how and what motivates them, who inspires them, what their favourite book recommendations are, and where they get to. So let's get into this week's with Paul Malloy. Well, Paul, we had you early on in the week talking about plant disease modelling as Dr. Paul Malloy, research fellow, and you're out of the University of Queensland, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. So at Gatton and sometimes in Brisbane and St. Lucia.
Well, it was great to have your expertise on, really well received. And just to kick it off into this next segment of Farms Advice Chat with Paul Malloy, let's get into who Paul Malloy is and what drives you as a person as well. So what's your morning routine as a plant disease modeler?
Yeah, it usually starts with coffee, follows up with a bit more coffee. But generally, it's trying to get out of the house and to work before the kids wake up. So a cup of coffee and onto my either push bike or motorbike to get to work.
Great stuff. Great for the environment as well. So in 60 seconds, tell me about your first memory on a farm.
My first memory on the farm would probably be camping. I remember we used to go camping up around Kenilworth, southeast Queensland, and we'd be camping on a grazing. There's a homestead there, and it's I think cattle property. So it'd be tents on the creek, and there'd be a few. You'd sometimes wake up, and there'd be some cattle beside your tent. Yeah, checking things out, very curious. So, that was my first memory of a farm.
Yeah, I think quite similar, especially for people outside of farming. They go to their cousins or their family's friends' farm and they go camping. So that's a cracker. And who inspires you within your field of work or outside of it?
Probably who inspires me might be outside my work. Generally just regular people who are faced with, very unglamorous jobs and that they have to do that day in and day out, and the perseverance in doing those kind of jobs is kind of inspiring to me. I don't know if there's any one person who's making a really good go of it that really inspires me to do better. I think it's just everyone else that's trying to have a go of it.
It's a good one, nice and collaborative. And a myth you'd like to debunk about plant modelling or farming in general?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm not sure if I'm across all the myths, but I guess I've done a bit of work in powdery mildew and mung bean. Probably a bit of a myth there is that you should be putting out a fungicide spray around when you see myriads in the crop. And that could be before you see the disease. So that's what we would say. Yeah, that's a prophylactic spray. You're spraying just in case that you're expecting to see it around then. From all the research we have seen, that is just a wasted spray. Like the cost of a prophylactic spray is the spray itself. So that's probably one myth I'd like to bust. No benefit to an early spray there.
Yeah, just for the sake of being busy getting on the spray, and that's a great one. And what is one thing you'd like to change about agriculture within Australia, and what is it?
That's a good one. I'm probably thinking on like just food wastage. I'd really like to see, I think there's a lot of benefit with this renewable energy economy to decentralize a lot of energy, the cost of producing energy, and make some rural hubs around, processing food locally and building communities in rurally. I think there's an opportunity to there in the future. I'm not sure how it would go from an agribusiness point of view, but that's one kind of thing I've pondered whether it would work.
Should be starting a domain, oversupply.com, and you just sell the oversupplied avocados, tomatoes, carrots, whatever.
That's right. I always get a bit sort of, yeah, I see some gluts and where people just have to plow it back in. I just, you know, they might have put a lot of work into that crop and had a good finish, but just because the markets aren't there or going to service it, I think, I wonder if there is an opportunity in the future to have some, you know, entrepreneurs there able to process things locally at a lower cost, make a different product out of it. Yeah,
I think like that's been really highlighted in this COVID pandemic that we've gone through, and the ways that we can do that. And it's probably a good thing that COVID has put us into this way of thinking to improve our wastage right across the board as well, not just for food. But for yourself as a plant disease modeler, what's the best way that you think sharing expertise on land care for the next generation is within plant disease realm?
Yeah, I think, well, staying connected between, all people staying connected between farm and city, I think is important. Understanding where things come from and is important. I think even with COVID, there's been a benefit that a lot of people have been able to get out to the regional communities and see a lot of what's going on out there. So that's probably been a benefit. There's a lot more travel. Also, maybe I'd like to, I guess, I don't know, it's just my personal thing. I'd like to see a few more, I'm a big fan of trees and I'd like to see them around in, you know, maybe buffer zones, because I think from a plant pathologist point of view, I wonder if they could reduce the spread and the wind that the wind does, the wind spread pathogens. If you've got a larger block there to block those pathogens spreading between crops and farms, and have them a refuge for insects that might be parasites of insects on your crop too. So yeah,
beautiful and very unique at the same time. But this one's a bit of a tongue twister. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing?
Yeah, probably a trader, I'm wondering. I wonder, science is a bit of a hard go. And I look back and think, well, yeah, I probably would have ended up doing a trade if I wasn't committed into science, but would have done a lot better too.
I was first looking at building because all my mates went building. But here we are, farming and podcasting at the same time. But
yeah.
So for yourself, what's your favourite resource to learn from? What are you using at the moment?
Well, I usually go to science literature databases and search through those. So it's probably a bit of a dry response, but I try to go to the research directly and scan through a variety of responses, a variety of literature to get a handle on the subject I'm researching.
Yep, beautiful. Book recommendations, either for business or just for life, motivational, or a podcast or something that you listen to a lot of the time. Are you a book reader?
I wish I had more time for books. And it's been a while since I've had a chance to actually get into one. So I don't know if I could recommend one. I used to like the old, back when I was a while ago, I read the book Born to Run. I found that quite inspiring, good one to read.
We'll note that one down. And also a bit of a unique question. What's a question you'd like to ask the next guest on the podcast without knowing their background or who they are?
How has plant disease impacted them?
I'll be interested to see the answer for this one. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, because that'd be interesting. bit of could be that Irish potato famine meant their ancestors moved many years ago. So yeah, who knows?
I hope that's the answer. But anyway, Paul, thanks for coming on to Farmer Chats with Paul Molloy. Great to hear another side of you other than through agribusiness as well and what you're doing with plant disease modelling. It's great work, and hopefully a few farmers can get onto it as well for this season.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you for tuning in to the Farms Advice podcast. It is produced by Advertrise Digital, the agribusiness marketing specialist. Go to farmsadvice.com.au for more information on this episode and the others before, and spread the Farms Advice. If you love this episode, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, as it helps other farmers find us too. But until then, next Tuesday, keep on farming. In the spirit of reconciliation, the Farms Advice podcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of country for Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.